Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, what's up, you sexy bees? You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk with Miss V the Toy Lady. This is the quickest hour right now on the internet of talk radio. And I've got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg? Let me retry this.
Hello?
Okay, there we go. And I got my co-host, Greg, out of OKC. Blog Talk is having problems today. I did see that. So what's up, Greg?
Oh, man, it's been, a long weekend of work.
I got a question
Nothing
for
but
you.
Work.
Jeez. I got a question. I didn't really watch any football on Saturday, but something went on with your Sooners. What happened?
Oh, yeah. Our Sooner, after every touchdown the Sooners make at home, I don't think it's at away games, but at home we have a little Sooner schooner, which is pulled by miniature horses, Boomer and Sooner, and it's a small covered wagon, you know, from the days of the land run. And either the weight distribution was not right in the back, or they took a sharp turn and tipped over. It rolled the wagon. And of course, the wagon took, fell onto the ground. Everybody hit the ground. And the wagon kept going because the horses are trained to run out there, do that little deal, come back in. And they got spooked a little bit, but they were stopped, by trainers when they actually are heading back in. So nobody actually was, they were somewhat hurt, but not real bad. So everybody walked away. They picked up the top of the wagon, went back in, and fixed everything. Backed out for more touchdowns.
Wait a minute, you just broke
up. West Virginia.
Wait a minute, you just broke up. So they fixed the wagon, and what happened?
Well, I think they fixed the wagon, and they actually came back for more touchdowns, but I did not actually watch the whole game, and I'm just piecing everything together that I did see Saturday night with highlights and all that.
Okay, because apparently there was a big uproar about that. And like I said, I only heard bits and pieces. I didn't watch it. So for anybody who says,
mm-hmm.
Oh, well, no, I can't say on what I didn't see, and I really didn't understand. All I knew was there was an uproar. So don't nobody send me no text telling me what y'all think I said or what I didn't said. I asked a question, I got an answer, and I'm being honest. All I heard was that there was a big uproar. I don't know what happened.
Yes.
That's why I asked Greg. But, y'all want to sit there and try to say that people say something they didn't say. If y'all listen to the replay, I asked.
And that was the thing. PETA, everyone knows PETA, and they had some harsh words either last night or this morning over, the ethical treatment of animals. And it's like the horses weren't even fazed because they kept running, pulling the wagon and all that, just the wheels. So horses were not hurt. I mean, it's like, really, PETA? Okay, whatever. But I do have something more to say about that, about Fox's coverage of the next game, OSU playing Baylor. I don't know which commentator said this, but at halftime of that game, that commentator did say, yeah, I think that's probably the first time a wagon has been rolled over in Oklahoma since, quote, the Civil War. And it's like, really? Me, I actually took that as a attack on Oklahoma and that. But I know where he got it from. OU has had some issues with people in blackface for the past couple of years. And probably more than nobody took that as, ooh, that's a dish. So, might be just me, but who knows? I really haven't talked about it to a lot of people, so I don't know.
I don't watch Fox.
Yeah.
Because Fox is, let's rephrase it, I don't watch Fox News.
Right.
I do watch the regular Fox station here because they have Empire. But as far as me watching their news,
I don't
watch it because I feel that their commentators are blind, deaf, and dumb. I say that because they are like, I'm going to describe them the way they should be described. Fox News is like the black man who fucks around on his girlfriend, and the girlfriend walks in and sees him screwing another bitch, and she grabs the knife, and he says, baby, who you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? I ain't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't see my dick in that woman's pussy? That is Fox
News. That's pretty
much
it.
So I really don't, I mean, if it weren't for the fact that they have football on, I would not probably, and Empire, until Empire goes off, I probably wouldn't watch them. And I quit watching our local Fox station years ago because I wasn't happy with the way one of the anchors was treating the other anchor, and she quit working with that particular person. But I didn't like the way she was treating the other anchor, and I just was not a fan of this woman's, and I decided that I can watch other stations. I don't have to watch this. And that was before they became the the bigger assholes that they are now. And that was just our local Fox station. So I quit watching them. Like I said, it's been over 10, 15 years since I quit watching them. I like to watch TV stations that cater more to what I believe in. I will say, don't get me wrong, I love Empire, and they happen to be on Fox. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm not, what other than Empire, I don't, well, I take that back. I do watch TMZ because TMZ is on Fox here. But TMZ is not affiliated with any particular network. It's just whatever network picks them up to show them. So it just happens to be TMZ is on Fox. But I don't, other than that, I'm not a big proponent of watching Fox. I liked it better when your local station was ABC, NBC, and CBS. Now your
right.
local station is ABC, NBC, and Fox, and CBS is somewhere on the lay side, you know. Yeah, they still got 60
oh,
minutes,
wow.
but they're no longer a major here. They're no longer a major player.
Really?
Our big three stations, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, they don't even have a regular news team here. Like, I called them and, like, to give them a news
oh.
tip, and they said, oh, we don't do that. I can't
wow.
do that.
Wow, that's amazing. Especially on CBS. Wow.
CBS
because,
here is
I mean,
not
here
a major
in Oklahoma.
Player.
Yeah, and see here, I know CBS, the station we have here is a family-owned Oklahoma business, so that's why, you know, I watch more of them than NBC, ABC, and Fox. I mean, right now, in the early months of the year, February starting, I watch Fox for NASCAR. And then football season. Like today, it was NBC with NASCAR because it's getting down to the final bits for, you know, crowning a champion of Monster Energy Cup racing, NASCAR. And football, which I've got turned on right now, but that's it. Now, Fox, it's like football, NASCAR. Other than that, I don't watch news. I don't even know who's there locally here.
And like I said, what happened was, and everybody knows I'm in Michigan, but I'm in Detroit. So Channel 2 Detroit used to be a CBS station. Now Channel 2 Detroit is Fox. And
oh, wow.
CBS, you ready for this, what their channel number is? Remember them, they, you know them stations called UHF. You know, you got VHF
mm-hmm.
and UHF. And UHF
yep.
was the stations that, you know, it's just there, and you tried to get them tuned in if you could back in the day. They
yep.
got kicked over to a UHF station. They're channel 62, they're UHF.
Wow.
And I know, for those of y'all who don't understand what we're talking about, before they had all this cable and all this shit, there used to be a thing called a TV with a dial on it. And you had
yep.
two dials. You had the top dial and the bottom dial. Your top dial had numbers 1 through 9 and a U. And if you turned the U, then you had 10 through, like, 70 or something. And you had to fine-tune that one in because you could have channels down there, and you could always, like, find channels from other states depending on where you lived at, how close you were to another state or how long close their signal was. And PBS was on PBS was always on UHF, at least where I've lived
yes.
at. PBS was always on UHF. And, you know,
same
like,
here.
you had local-owned stations that were on UHF. You know, that were nice stations, but that's where you got, like, your scary movies and all that stuff, you know, because ABC, NBC, and CBS wasn't playing that much. You know, they stuck strictly with the network stuff that you weren't going to get none of that gory, scary stuff. You had to get UHF to get that.
Yes.
So CBS has been banned to a UHF channel. They're channel 62
wow.
here, and they don't have a broadcast team, like I said, and I know this firsthand because they still have WWJ, which is a CBS network, also affiliated with CBS, but they don't have a broadcast team or any of that. So it's like really kind of crazy when I say that they, you know, do things. So Fox took over what used to be the CBS station. So all those broadcasters
mm-hmm.
and stuff, they actually became Fox employees. And
oh, wow.
our CBS station.
That just tells that just tells me CBS basically went belly up, and it's like, okay, we have to fire, you know, all the people and just run, quote, infomercials and stuff like that.
Pretty much that's what they do. I mean, they still have the radio. They have a radio station here that they run that's very, but that's news radio. And mm-hmm. a lot of people listen to that, you know, and that broadcast throughout the, you know, we get more stuff from the rest of the country than anything else. I mean, we get some local news, but pretty much the CBS radio station, we get a lot of national stuff. So,
oh, wow.
It's, like I said, it's crazy. So I'm not a big fan of Fox.
No.
You know. Fox, I mean, I just, like I said, they hired a broadcaster. And she's nice and she's helpful and all that. But I, she happened to, she was treating the other anchor, who actually happened to be a black man, and what I consider, she was mean and sarcastic. And she ended up, now she's like their health journalist or something. But for the longest, they did try to, you know, prove that they were ethnically diverse.
Ethnically.
And they tried to have, And they had a black broadcast team in the morning, because ABC has a black broadcast team in the morning. Well, they used to. I don't know who they got in the morning now. I don't really watch that much ABC. But then the one person that they had, this guy anchor with, she now is on NBC, which is what I watch every morning. And she, I was wondering what happened. Like, she, like, disappeared. And it's like, next thing you know, she was on there. I was like, wow, she went there? And then they got, they brought in this other woman named Antoinette Jameson. She came in from Baltimore or Boston or something. And she actually came down with MS. And she's now a marijuana proponent, because we have legalized marijuana in the state of Michigan and medical marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
So she left. And then it's just like he ended up leaving. He's just like, I can't do this no more. And I think the politics, because they got rid of a lot of people. And I realized they don't like liberal-minded people at that station, in my opinion. But one of the most handsome broadcasters in this area is on that station. Oh, my God, this man, I don't know how old he is, but when they say black don't crack, this man has aged very well, very well. I don't know how old he is. I know he's older than me, but he don't look like it, honey. Oh, my God, he is a tall drink of water, okay? Very handsome. And he's been with that station since they were a CBS station, you know.
Yeah.
And he's always done the 10 o'clock news. So it's one of those things with him where, now I would, like, if I could keep my butt up long enough, I would watch it with him, because he is very political. But he, you know, I think he works that shift because that's what he wants to work. You know what I'm saying? Because he got enough clout to say, fuck it, I want that morning thing. But it's like they're trying to cater to these younger people. So they have, like, this morning show, and they got a chick who sometimes I'd be wanting to tell her, baby, get your weed taken care of, you know.
Yep.
She seems really nice, but I'm like, okay, you don't need all that. So the station I watch, now that I switched over to NBC, they have a African-American group in the morning. But you've got the lady who came from them, who I want to say she's got it. If she's not my age, me and her are right around the same age. And she just got married, and then her co-anchor, he's, I want to say he's a millennial, but he says he's not. But he's, like, in his 30s. And, like I said, she's been around for a while. And then they brought over another guy from Channel 2, which is the Fox station. He does all this stuff. This guy is so funny, and he's, like, a year or so younger than me. But they try to keep it more diverse and everything. You know, they're more mature crowd. And they're not a bad crowd. I mean, they, you know, they still have the young people and everything on there, but they just really mix it up more. And I like it because they show their bloopers on air, like as they happen. They'd be like, oh, well, we messed that one up, you know. And if they can't pronounce a name or something, like they do what they call the Sunshine Awards every morning, and that's people's birthdays, but they call them Sunshine Awards. So they do happy birthdays every day and happy anniversaries to people. So it's like so funny with them because I'm serious. People, if your name, if you can't pronounce your own damn name, what makes you think a news broadcaster going to be able to pronounce it? And they put the name up on the screen, and I'd be like, okay, good luck. Wait a minute, I literally be watching to see if they're going to get the name right, okay, or even close to it, because I'd be like, okay, that's a serious name. I'd be wanting to ask how y'all figure out these names, because it's not like people send, like, in a thesaurus or anything to say, this is how you pronounce the name, you know. I'd be like, damn. Like, good luck with that one. I'd be sitting there rooting for them. I'd be like, let me see if y'all going to get this one. But then we have Tuesday. They make it more fun anyway. What'd you say?
Oh, here comes the thunder. We got thunderstorms moving in.
You know what? I couldn't be on OKC. Because, see, y'all rain coming. Y'all shit don't play. I've realized it firsthand. Y'all shit don't play. When y'all shit come, it come. They be like, yo, I'm shutting every fucking thing down. I'm shutting down y'all little bitty ass fucking shitty airport. I'm going to shut down every damn thing. I'm like, that type of rain wouldn't shut down the airport here. It might do a delay, but it wouldn't shut the shit down. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I do. Motherfuckers ain't going to. At the time of your visit, it was primed for tornadoes, and
I know
we actually dodged them then, but I mean, we've got a slight chance of tornadoes tonight and in the morning.
Y'all always have a slight chance of tornadoes. Should y'all guys, y'all could get a tornado in fucking damn January, so I can't deal with shit like that. You know, there's just some things I can't deal with.
I mean, we got thunder snow. And for
we
people
got thunder
that don't
snow.
Know anything, I mean, a lot of people, thunder snow, what the hell are you talking about? It's like,
we
no,
got
it's
thunder
just
snow here.
Thunderstorm basically when it's snowing. It can still happen. You get lightning when it's snowing.
See, we get thunder snow here all the time. So it's not unusual, and people laugh. Because when we get the thunder snow, be like, oh, fuck. Because it scares the shit out of you. Because you be like, it's snowing. But it's thunder snow. And, I mean, they talk about it when it happens, even though we're used to it. You know, it's still a big thing.
Yeah. I mean, they'll go, oh, hey, we just got thunder snow.
Uh-oh, you just broke up again.
No, thunder snow,
okay,
it's like there and here. It's all, it's like, okay, I'm going back to sleep. I know it's snowing. Okay, there's thunder. Woo-hoo.
And the two of them don't mix.
No. I mean, it's like, what? Did I just hear that? Holy shit.
Well, normally I don't talk politics, but I feel that with the amount of nonsense going on this week, I got to talk politics just a little bit because I need some clarification. Shit, I don't even know how to ask it. That's how bad I need clarification. So...
Well,
is it okay for us to say... we're not going to help you, but then say, yeah, we're going to help you, then say, no, you're not our problem no more because you didn't help us with this. That sound like some high... Is it me, or did I feel like I was in the middle of a schoolyard fight that was one-sided with the bully?
Yeah. I think a lot of people are looking at that
Wait a minute, you done broke up. What? You? We are having bad connection with you tonight.
Yeah, for some reason, I think it might be the storms moving in, and then I've heard static on your part, and yeah, now I'm getting heavy, heavy rain.
Yeah, it might be. And for those y'all don't understand, cell phone, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. For those y'all don't understand, cell phones mean more problems. Also, Blog Talk is having problems tonight. Blog Talk keeps popping up on my screen that says, the Skype integration for host is currently under maintenance. Please connect the host line with Direct Connect or by phone. I call by phone. I don't use Direct Connect. But apparently, because this is a problem, you know, it's a problem.
Yeah.
I quit using Skype a while ago with Blog Talk. But it's a problem tonight for them. So that's one of those where I'm not liking that. But when they start having problems like that.
Yeah, I think here, two, three-ish weeks ago, we had that same problem to where you had to call me just to get on, you know, Blog Talk.
Yeah, it's
like,
kind of crazy.
Wow, that's a first. So, cell phones, storms, they don't work that well.
And the storms can block the satellite signal. So, remember, we're living off satellite signals. Like, I had to explain,
right.
And I love one of my good friends because even though she's only a little bit older than me, she hates technology. I mean, she's like that person. I put it like this. She still has a checkbook. She doesn't use a debit card that often, even though she has one. She just, you know, and when it comes down to cell phones, you know, she'd be okay with a flip phone and she'd be good. So she went to go pay her cell phone bill because we have the same cell phone provider. And she asked me, if I have a problem with my cell phone. And I said, no. And she said, when I went to pay my bill, they said that the internet was going out. So people were having problems using their phone. And she said, I told them I wasn't having no problem with my phone. And I explained to her that the reason why she wasn't having a problem with her phone is because she doesn't use her phone over the internet. And I had to explain to her that due to the fact the number of people that have Wi-Fi and everything at their house, that if most people, when they have their cell phones, if they have a data plan, they'll have their Wi-Fi on. And they'll have their Wi-Fi on, and that means when they're at home or whatever, they're using their phone through their internet versus over the satellite. And she was like, well, what do I do when I'm at work? I was like, we don't hook up at work. I said, there's no way for us to hook up at work. And we work in the same place. And no, I'm not telling y'all where I work. But we work in the same place, and I had to explain to her that we can't hook up because we don't have Wi-Fi at work. But, like, as soon as I walk in my home, my phone automatically hooks up to the Wi-Fi. When I go to Ford Field, my phone automatically hooks up to the Wi-Fi because they have Verizon. So it's one of those things where my phone is set up to hook up to different Wi-Fi connections. I will automatically switch over to Wi-Fi in a lot of places. And what I normally do is I actually have my Wi-Fi turned off the majority of the time. But like my daughter told me, she's like, Mom, you know, we need to use our data, blah, 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 blah. But when she tells me that, what I do is I put my Wi-Fi back on. And I do that because that means I have to use our data. Because I'm always hooked up to the Wi-Fi at my house. You know, I have to remember that I need to use my data sometimes.
Yep.
But I got to make a comment, and I don't know if I talked about this before, and if I did, I apologize, but telemarketers, you do understand you can and will be sued, and I'm putting this out there because I was driving my car, and the phone rang in my car, and it wasn't my cell phone, It was my OnStar. I don't even know the fucking phone number to my car. So it caught me off guard, and I proceeded, I want to answer this. Why this motherfucker going to ask me? And yes, I said motherfucker because that's the way I feel. Time out. We're calling because there's a problem with your home security. I said, do you even know who the fuck you talking to? He hung up. I'm like, why am I getting phone calls in my car? So I called OnStar. OnStar explained to me that I have 30 minutes of telephone service in my car every month. It doesn't carry over, but I have it. I said, well, I didn't ask for that. I said, you know, I just need navigation. And they said, well, part of your navigation, that includes it. I was like, okay. I said, well, can I get the phone number? They was like, yeah, why? And I told them what happened. And they was like, yeah, you need to put down the do not call list. Why do these motherfuckers keep calling my car back like I'm on answer? I'm ready to become a nice bitch. Because, see, somebody apparently don't understand. Bitch is taking a picture every time that damn my phone rings. And my shit is on the do not call list. I'm not answering, but I know what number is calling my car. Oh, motherfuckers, see. My car is on the do not call list. How the fuck y'all got the number? I don't know. But why the fuck are you calling my car? I thought my car had been phone ringing. You have an incoming call. You have an incoming call. Bitch, please, I don't need no incoming calls on my car. I use my cell phone more than enough. And let me tell you something about my home security. Bitch, if you calling me about my home security, you better know what the fuck my name is. Tell me, you calling me about my home security system. You know, as a matter of fact, let me check out my home security system. Mom, Pepper, how you doing, honey? Okay, you still a useless little motherfucker. That's my home security system. So what they calling me about? My home security system didn't even look up when I called his name. But you calling me about my home security system. And like I try to tell people, I had monitors in my other house. And when you have a dog that weighs over a certain amount of weight, your dog sets off your sensors. So your sensors are pretty much useless.
Oh, yeah.
They have to angle them a certain way, and I'm sure they've probably gotten better. But I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do sensors in this damn house for? I got cameras. Bitch, I can see when you drop off packages and everything, okay? Because we know everybody, it used to be that a home alarm deterred people. Home alarms don't deter shit. Fucking cameras don't deter nothing. Motherfuckers are like, fuck you, bitches. They take your stuff. They give them your finger to fucking camera. Like, fuck you. I'm taking your shit. Here's a good picture of me. Catch me if you can. Like fucking Leo DiCaprio in that fucking movie.
Yep. That's pretty much it right there.
So I've come to the conclusion, yeah, I want your picture so when I see your ass, I could run you down with my fucking car. Yes, I said that. Because, see, you're going to be stupid enough to come back near my house, and what's going to happen? There's a baseball bat with your name on it. See, people talk about killing people with guns. What happened to the good old days when you could take a little slug and beat somebody's ass? Because, see, I tell everybody, you got to aim that fucking gun, but see, if I start swinging that fucking damn little slug, I'm just going to knock that gun out your head and fucking knock your block off and all kind of shit. Have you ever been hit with a fucking Louisville slugger? That shit ain't no joke. People, do not go get you no aluminum bat. You got to get a Louisville slugger. And yes,
Would
I'm condoning violence.
Hurt.
You bring your ass up in my house, I'm condoning violence. Because, see, you hit a motherfucker upside their head with that damn Louisville slugger, you cracking their motherfucking skull, okay? I'm just keeping it real. I get a gun, I blow a motherfucker away. I don't need to blow your ass away. I got a fucking bat. Because, see, once I start beating you with that bat, it's just going to be a repetitive impulse to make sure that you don't move, all right? I hit you the first
That's
time
it.
I disabled you, and I just kept on. And I kept on. See, if you empty a fucking clip in somebody, that's called murder. When you beat their ass with a motherfucking bat, that's called self-defense. And I want y'all to understand it. See, I've never seen anybody get charged with a weapons charge for beating somebody's ass with over a slugger who broke in their house, okay? And for all,
that,
and I'm saying this because all you homeowners who say, oh, I killed them, they came in my house. Let me tell you something. You can still go to jail for killing somebody when they break in your house. Because if you cannot prove an imminent threat to your safety, you can go to jail. But see, you come in my house and I beat your ass for a little slugger. Guess what? The odds of me going to jail, unless you were sleeping, I beat you in your sleep. First time I had to clock you, but I didn't know if you was going to get up because I don't know you. So I'm going to keep on clocking your ass. I'm just saying. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, no, if someone gets in my house, okay, well, I got to find the bat. Oh, sorry, I don't have one. I got a gun. Yep, that'll work. But I'm going to wait till they're inside my house and then take care of it.
And you don't empty the clip in people.
Exactly.
I always tell people, if you want to, first of all, let me tell you people something. Y'all are so busy about having handguns. Handguns are the most dangerous thing for children. And I'm going to tell you why. Because handguns can easily be accessed by a child, and mistakes happen even with adults with guns. Let me tell you something about a 12-gauge shotgun, semi-automatic. You fill that shit with fucking buckshot, you shoot a motherfucker in their stomach, they're going to die a painful death. Guess what?
Oh,
you're
going
to disable them because I don't know anybody who's ever gotten shot in their stomach with buckshot who kept coming. You're going to call 911. You're going to let them know that you blew their ass away with fucking buckshot. They're going to be bleeding out on your fucking floor. And guess what? You're going to get away with it. You know why? Because buckshot is way more painful than a fucking bullet. See, a bullet can go through. It can miss some shit. You're taking a chances with a fucking bullet and a damn 9mm or 45 or a Glock, okay? Let's just keep it real.
And that's true.
You shoot somebody with a 12-gauge shotgun.
Especially buckshot. I mean, there's, anywhere from 3 to 6, basically, pellets. And, yeah, they're going to do some damage. You shoot them in the chest, stomach. Now, birdshot, it's a lot smaller, and they will live. So that's my first warning shot, is birdshot. Second one is buckshot.
And you know what? Out of all of the injuries I've heard and the deaths I've heard of small children, how many times have you heard on the news that a 3-year-old got a hold of a 12-gauge? It's a rarity. I can't remember the last time I heard about a child getting a hold of a shotgun.
We had one here in McLeod, which is about 7 miles away from me. Teenagers at a house. One of them actually shot and killed another teenager with a shotgun.
Teenager.
And
to teenager.
I think that person,
how many 3-year-olds?
Yeah. But anyone under 10? No. You don't hear it, even here.
And that's my biggest thing. Teenagers are going to be stupid. They're going to fuck with a gun regardless of what kind it is. Let's just keep it real. Shotgun,
yep.
Handgun, whatever. They're going to be stupid. But it's just too hard for a child, a 2 or 3-year-old, to injure themselves with a gun like that. For one, I know when I had it, I no longer have weapons in my home. For one, I don't have weapons because, see, I have a bad temper, and let me tell you something about people with bad tempers. People with bad tempers react and don't think, and that's where a lot of crime happens. And I like my freedom. And I have a bad temper. And I'm a marksman shot, okay? I'm not an expert, but a marksman means that, you know what a marksman shot means? It means I can sit in my fucking living room and blow your ass away.
Yep.
And I always tell people, you know, I have a marksman ribbon for shooting, so I consider myself dangerous. And on top of that, because I am a marksman shooter, they're going to throw my ass under the motherfucking jail because I should know better.
Yep.
Because I was trained how to shoot. So to avoid putting myself in that predicament, I just don't have a gun at all in my house. I don't have a 12-gauge. I don't have any of that. And people say, why not? I have a temper. I have a bad temper. I am that bitch who will blow you away because you pissed me off, okay, at that moment. I don't like having regrets, okay, because regrets don't get you freedom. Regrets don't get you out of jail, and regrets don't bring that person back that you were momentarily mad at, okay?
Yep.
So I don't need a gun because I have a bad temper. Most people won't admit that. I'm not afraid of a gun, but I've got a horrible temper. Horrible. And I will blow a bitch away. I'm
and
that bitch who will say, bitch, I'm just going to blow you away.
And knowing that you are a marksman, I mean, my dad, he was a, you know, marksman in the Army and got the medal and all that. So I know the training that he went through, same as you. And it means,
and they don't
yeah,
not give those ribbons away freely. They do not
exactly.
Give, for anybody who don't understand, I'm like going to a shooting range. The military does not give away marksman ribbons, okay? You have to earn that bitch. That means you go through the proper training and everything on how to shoot. I can shoot a handgun. I haven't shot one in damn near 30 years, but I can shoot a motherfucking handgun. And once you learn how to shoot, it's one of those things. Once you learn how to do it, you never forget. So I always want people to understand that, you know, when you hear me talk about weapons and stuff, I know firsthand about them. I choose not to have a weapon. And I think that when you consciously can say you choose not to have one, it's good. I got a friend who just got out of prison because they had a gun. Guess what?
Yep.
They're expert shot trained by the military. They did 12 fucking years over their temper. And I had forewarned this friend, get rid of your fucking gun. When they first got into an argument, I was like, you don't need to have no guns because you got a temper like mine. I know what I'm doing. Got his ass on fucking attempted murder. He did 12
yep.
years for somebody who didn't even die over our argument because he went in his house, got his fucking gun, and shot the guy. He didn't shoot him in the head. He didn't shoot him in the heart. I think he shot him in the stomach or something. The motherfucker was in the hospital. But he's an expert
yep.
shot. He was trained by the Army. And I tell everybody, when you are ex-military, we are the worst ones. They will put our asses up underneath the motherfucking jail because you know what? We should know better. That is always what they say. They never look at the situation of what caused anything. You know what it's always? You should know better.
Yep.
As if we're different from anyone else. And because of the way the laws are set up, I don't fuck around because the laws are against former military people when it comes down to weapons charges. There's no excuse for anything. Because even if someone were to break in my house, but because I've been in the military, even if I had a weapon, if I were to kill them, I would go to jail. Because I know how to shoot to hurt.
Right.
Not that adrenaline might have been going through my body and I wasn't thinking about blowing somebody's fucking kneecaps off. I'm thinking about protecting myself. No, I don't have that privilege. Because I am a marksman shot. And that's what people don't realize. Your background has a lot to do with what happens if you ever get into that situation. This bitch here will just fuck you up with a baseball bat, okay? Now, if you have a gun while I'm beating you with that baseball bat, I'm going to use your fucking gun on you. Let's get that real. Now, if you have a fucking gun that you have brought into my motherfucking house, you better rest assured, after I beat your ass with that baseball bat, oh, I'm picking up your fucking gun. Now, I can't guarantee you're going to make it with your own fucking gun. I just won't own one.
Now, on top of that, guns, starting November 1st, Oklahoma becomes a constitutional carry state.
What does that mean?
Well, I disagree with it, but we have a law that if you're going to carry a concealed weapon, you have to have training. Now, with the Constitutional Carry Act going in November 1st, anybody out there that has a gun can actually carry that on them. Without
even if they've never
training.
Been trained on how to. Oh,
correct.
That's bullshit.
Yeah,
that's not
good. It's going to be a wild west around Oklahoma for quite some time.
I won't be coming to Oklahoma.
So, mark my words right now, Oklahoma is going to be in the news probably more than what we should be because of this new law.
You're going to have Annie Oakley and everybody out there shooting up some shit.
That's pretty much it. And that means people, criminals already do
so,
it. Law-abiding citizens already do it. Now anybody.
Are they going to do background checks on these people? And the reason why I'm asking, the one thing, I'm very pro-background check. And I know people will say, why would I say this? Let me tell you about background check. I'm not talking about the convicted felon because, see, I believe in rehabilitation. I believe once you have served your time, you should be able to go get a fucking gun. That is the way I feel. Because if you have committed a crime, they already make it where it's hard for felons to get jobs. So if you have done your time, you're able to vote for the motherfucking president. You can vote on all these motherfucking laws, but you can't carry a motherfucking weapon? I think that's fucked up.
If you are a convicted felon, you cannot vote and you cannot have guns. But yet,
in Oklahoma, but in Michigan, you can do everything but carry a gun as convicted felon. There's only a handful of states where you cannot vote if you're a convicted felon.
And that's Oklahoma. I know that for a fact here now. But anybody and everybody does not need to have and carry a gun, especially with no training on that. Everybody needs training and done. But, if you've got a AR-15, I think they're going to be able to actually carry that. But a lot of places are going to say, no, that ain't coming in here, period.
Which it should be. I mean, it's like, there are places here where... there are places here where it says that, you know, no, you can't carry a weapon in here, you can't carry a weapon in here. And, you know, I tell people I'm very much for not having weapons. I truly feel that child care centers don't need weapons. I truly feel
right.
that if you're going to church, you shouldn't need it. What you need your gun in church for? You going to kill the pastor for delivering the word? I don't think so. You know,
wow.
am I for security at churches? Yes, I'm for security at churches, but I am not pro every fucking damn parishioner having a gun up in there. I'm just not for it. And
right.
like the church that I go to, I don't know if our security carries weapons. I will be very honest. And I know who I think, and I'm going to be honest, I think I know who our security people are. But I'm not really sure who our security people are. And the reason being is that because they look like parishioners. I mean, I know one sits up in the choir stand because, the choir is up there and the pastor is up there. And because we had an incident last year where we had a member. Well, she's still a member. Ain't no had because she's still a member. But she is mentally handicapped. And during the service, she just decided she's going to get up and go give one of the people in the choir stand a hug. I mean, she walked past everybody, and it was something that was unusual, and nobody knew what was going on. Service went on, and she was, like, escorted out, but after that, they made sure security was more tight because she could have had anything going on, so, like, you're just not going to walk up in the pulpit. And you ain't got no reason to be up in the pulpit, okay? You know.
Right.
But we, our church bought another church. So we're more, I'm more cautious because when I go to church, I'm seeing people that I didn't see. And we bought a church that was a predominantly white church. We bought them. And we didn't really buy the church. We bought their building. But because we're Christians and we welcome everyone in our church, you know, we don't sit there and say this is a black church, this is a white church. We're a Baptist church. And Baptists are black and white. White Baptists celebrate differently than black Baptists. Just so y'all understand, there is a difference between black Baptists and white Baptists. Because, see, black Baptists get the Holy Ghost. White Baptists kind of sit. White, going to a white Baptist church is almost like going to a Catholic church. And I know this because when I went to college, I was looking for a church to go to. And, you know, you don't know where the black, you know, you see Baptist church, especially where I grew up. I didn't even know they had white Baptist churches, so I moved out to the rural area. And I went up in there, and I was like, okay. Not the Baptist church I'm used to. And they was giving women, and I was getting the side eye, you know, like, what is she doing up in here with her children? You know, and I said, note to self, won't be going back to this church. They were nice people, but you could tell they weren't accustomed to black folks being up in there, okay? And it was a Baptist church. But we bought a non-denominational church. So a lot of their members, because they didn't have a place to go when they sold their building, are visiting our church until the renovations are done on that campus. Well, you know, I'm like seeing people who have not been there before, so I'm always watching because I'm very cautious of my surroundings, you know, and it took me a minute because, like, we got a couple of members. You know, I don't care where you go. Church is like a family. And, you know, some families, you got some members that you know touched. Let's keep it real. So we got, like, one member, and he's a very nice guy. But when he walks up in there, baby, be prepared because he's taking off his shoes and his socks. I kid you not. He, like, I think he is about as country as you can be. But, and he does the whole service, and I don't know if he's homeless or what he is. It's not my business. I don't ask people stuff like that. But, you know, you can also smell the aroma that you're not accustomed to when he's up in there. And literally he sits, like, I'm so glad he sits on the other side of the church from me. He sits over there, and I'd be like, oh, my Jesus. I was like, I know, Jesus, you told me I'm supposed to love everybody, but please, please, Jesus, please. You know? Because I just never know what I'm going to. I know me. I'm a Christian, but I'm still a sinner, so I'm going to judge some folks, all right?
That's it right there.
I'm still going to judge some folks, Christian and all. So, yeah, my sinner side, I'm still going to be judging some folks. I'd be like, ooh, Jesus, please don't let him sit by me. Please don't let him sit by me. Because he strips down.
Oh, good Lord.
I'd be so scared. I'd be like, is this man going to take the rest of his clothes off? The first time he did it, I was like, oh, my God, is he going to strip all the way down, you know? And he didn't. I was like, thank you, Jesus. Then I realized that's what he does when he comes to church. He takes shoes and socks off.
Well, it's, I mean, he's an older gentleman.
He looked like he, I think he got some other issues. It's not just being older. I think he got some other issues going on, okay?
Yeah, and that, you know, could possibly be it. But, you know, it could be the way he was taught that, you know, when you are in the presence of the Lord, you take your shoes off. But
I don't think that's
it, know,
honey. I don't think that's
it.
I was thinking that, too, but then I kind of realized I think he'd just be trying to air his feet out.
And that could be it, too. You know, it could be one of three things. You know, yeah, he's a little mental. So,
yeah.
Like I said, I'm still a sinner. I still judge folks. Don't y'all sit there and say anything about Miss V. Nah, y'all don't hear me say I'm still a sinner. I still judge people's shit.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm not supposed to, but I'll admit, I still judge folks. Hell, I'm going to tell y'all about stupid-ass people who drive SUVs who I judge every time I see one in front of me. If you drive an SUV, I'm talking about like a Expedition, you know, a big motherfucker that is bigger than you, bigger than your house or whatever. If you don't know how to drive that bitch, don't get behind the wheel. If you don't know how to park it, don't get behind the wheel. Because let me tell you something. I can park pretty much any damn car in any space. And yes, I'm bragging because I can park a motherfucking car, okay, and I can park a motherfucking truck.
Amen.
And if you're going to take the time to buy a motherfucking SUV or whatever the hell you want to call it, know how to park that bitch. If not, get you a damn Yugo or whatever the fuck little small thing they got out there now.
Get you a smart car.
No, because
the
car still be smarter than them.
Exactly, but I agree with you. If you don't know how to drive the vehicle, don't buy the fucking thing.
I love this show. We only an hour. Do you know how quick it is to go through a fucking hour? Like, I'm loving this shit. We down to our last minute. I love this shit. Like, I love this shit so much, I don't even know why the fuck we were doing 2 hours.
Yeah.
I had some announcements that ain't going to happen tonight, so they'll get done eventually. Everybody have a great night. We'll be back next week. I told y'all this is the quickest hour on Sunday night on the internet. Have a great week, everybody.
Have a good time. Awesome. Ciao.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this. Come on, why not? People might.
might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.